Part 2. Telling Lies. Chapter 6. On Secrets. His doctor's letter described him as a pathological liar. Could I offer an assessment? Maybe see him for psychotherapy? Philip came to see me for an interview one April, some years ago now. His doctor had decided to refer him after bumping into Philip's wife at a local bookshop. She'd taken his hand, holding back tears. Would it be a good idea, she'd wondered, for them to discuss the remaining treatment options for Philip's lung cancer? During his first meeting with me, Philip, who was perfectly healthy, as his GP had told me, listed some of the lies he'd recently told. At a school fundraiser, he told his daughter's music teacher that he was the son of a famous composer, a man who was widely known to be unmarried and gay. Just before that, he told his father-in-law, a sports journalist, that he'd once been selected as a reserve for the UK men's archery team. The first lie he could remember telling was to a classmate. When Philip was 11 or 12, he'd insisted that he'd been recruited by MI5 to train as an agent. He described his headmaster's admonishment, "For goodness sake, if you're going to lie, at least do a better job of it." The headmaster was right. Philip was a dreadful liar. While each lie seemed tailored to wow the listener, they were also pointlessly excessive, wildly risky. "You don't seem to worry about people thinking you're a liar," I told him. He shrugged. He told me that his listeners rarely challenged him. His wife...